Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Well, hello there, Solitaire player.
Hello.
Welcome back to Solitaire Play-by-Play with John and Kaylee. Right now, she is pushing the red ones and the black ones back and forth, and she's laughing, which is slowing her time down. She's currently at a minute 30. Ooh, this is a bad time for you. She's under a minute. Yeah, this is exciting.
Thanks, babe.
Well, I was trying to give you like the excitement of like the commentator.
I appreciate it.
I'm the commentator for you. I'm the sports commentator. Oh, you! And she won! Woo! The crowd goes wild!
Nice.
Welcome back to day 10 of the Beer Podcast.
Yay.
Well,
10?
Did I say 10? It's the 10th. Well, we're not a beer podcast, but the Haphazard Adventures podcast. But this is day 10 of the 2020 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, hashtag not sponsored.
Right, right. And we got some shit done today.
We did. And Rupert's getting some shit done right now. Thank you for farting in my face.
I know. He keeps like fucking farting. That dog always has bad gas. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. Well, today we got a nice purple and gold beer.
How can you even see that?
Well, because I saw it outside.
Like, dark, dark.
We're recording in the dark right now because somebody's a vampire, but it's actually a cool can. It's purple and gold and like has these designs on it. Nice. But here you go. And I have to actually, I don't know what it's called though, because it's dark. But I can pull it up on the app. It is the Hernbrow Tradition.
Oh, it is a cool one. It's like royal blue with a gold.
Oh, it's not purple. It's royal blue. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah, it's super cool.
So let's crack that shit open, yo. I'll aim some more for you. You gotta smell it and taste it. And she smells. She sits up to go for the taste. Drink one. Drink two. Drink three. And it's down.
It is a little foamy.
It's a foamy beer. Lots of head. We'll see how it is.
Kind of metallic-y. Not too bad, though.
Yeah, it smells metallic-y. Mm-hmm. It's kind of bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also tastes kind of flat.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually these aren't flat. These are kind of just good.
Yeah, it does taste flat.
All right. Well... Hernbrow Tradition. Your tradition must be flat, bitter beer. Which I'm sure it's just like, oh, this beer is the best beer ever. Just not us.
Right. I know. Nobody trusts our opinions. We go back and forth.
We've been pretty consistent for the last year versus this year. It's the ones that are repeating. Except for the one that we were like, fuck no, last year. And you're like, this year, like, oh, okay, sure.
I think it's funny because we don't drink a lot of beer. But actually, this year you have drinking a lot more beer. You have like Skycracken.
I've been having beers while I podcast. If people kind of loosens you up a little bit. So our rating system, I'll do it for you so I don't have to.
Okay. I just don't like doing it every single time. I don't mind doing it like every other time. But every single time, it's like, come on.
You know why I would do every time?
Because everybody does noise listen. I know.
No, it's to pad the time on these episodes. They're so short. It's a little bit more conversation.
Oh, thanks.
Right, because these are like 10-minute episodes. So, one is I'm drunk, won't drink it. Two is I'm drunk, I'll drink it. Three is I'm not drunk, I'll drink it, but I won't buy it. Two is I'm. Wait. Four is sorry, I went back. I went up and down. Four is I'll buy it, but not my first choice. And five is fuck yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
So where do you rate this on that 1 to 5 scale?
A 2.
I'd be there too. Yeah, it's about a 2. I'll drink it if I'm drunk, but I'm definitely not gonna spend money on this.
If I'm feeling already like okay. But
yeah, but then again, we don't drink a lot of beer anyways.
I don't think I've drinking beer like drunk or even in God at least 10 years, if not longer.
I think the most beers I had in one night in the last year or two is 2. Maybe 3 on one of the nights.
Fine. That's a little different, but
some of your will have more than a bottle sometimes.
Oh my gosh. They're small bottles. And it's over.
They're like, regular size bottles.
And it's over like hours.
Look, the point, don't put the time on there. The point is a bottle gets drank.
Yes, it does. And sometimes you help me.
I do. It's good. It's good wine. I was actually talking about our wine today, how I've been getting into wine with you, and it's like, I like it.
I like it too. God. fucking God, dog.
Fucking, he left the bed though. So today was yet again a productive day, but not quite as productive.
No, but we called our limits. I got a lot done on schoolwork though.
Which is good.
Yes, I need to finish that bitch up.
We got our laundry room picked up and clean and trash and recycling done and dishes done. We got more lights put up and you've vacuumed and spot bought
stuff. Shit. Yeah, cleaned up. It's like we just need our house to get back together, and that's gonna happen this weekend. We got our tree fucking last Saturday. We still haven't put it up.
Yeah, it's gonna go up.
It's gonna. Oh shit! We haven't been putting water on it or anything. Oh Jesus!
I hope it's not dead.
Damn it! Why do we suck?
maybe buy another tree from Costco or from Walmart or something. We're gonna put it this weekend. I'm gonna get it in water tomorrow. Now that I think about it, but on the nerdy side, I got my new NAS hooked up today and it's initializing.
Oh,
guess how much hard drive space it has?
All the hard drive space. I don't know.
37 terabytes.
That is a lot. That was a good whistle.
That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, it's a, for those out there who know what that is, it's an 8-bay NAS from Synology that has 4 14 terabyte hard drives in it in RAID 5 or SHR-1. So it has one disk failure on it. So if one disk fails, I won't lose any data. And it has 36.6 terabytes of hard drive space. And it's currently doing a parity check on those four drives. And so it started this morning. It'll probably finish sometime next week. I did add another 8 terabytes to our NAS. And it took like 36 hours for it to do the proper expansion and checks on that one drive.
Damn.
But yeah, that's fun. I was gonna say something on the podcast, but then I forgot what it was. I thought about it. I was like, oh, I'll tell Kiss. Oh, if I put the show to tell her. And then now I can't fucking think of what it was. Maybe it was on my phone. What was that? Something? Oh, yeah. So a new game came out today.
Oh, yeah.
Or this week. Mm-hmm. That's been... Jacob wants it and Cody wants it. I kind of want it too. It's a computer game. Mm-hmm. And it's been like the hot topic game for a long time. It has like, there's a character in it. It's voiced by Keanu Reeves and looks like him.
Mm.
It's called Cyberpunk 2077. Mm-hmm. And it has like, it's one of those games. It's a single player game, right? Where you can, there might be multiple, I don't know, but there's, you can customize your character, right? Who you look, mm-hmm. what you look like. And you can go through like the, you know, how you go through the screen and pick
your. You don't always look like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Well, he's, you don't play as him. He's a character. He's a person in the game. But you can, and I honestly don't know much about the game, so I'm probably way off on stuff. But I do know in the character creation screen, you know, like you pick like your hair color and stuff. Mm-hmm. People on Twitch who stream games aren't allowed to show that part of the game because it breaks the Twitch policies.
The hair color?
The customization of your character.
Oh.
Because you can customize your dick size. You can customize your boob size, your vagina size. You can customize everything.
What? That's crazy.
So how many people do you think are just going... big dick size.
Right. All of them.
But then I'm like, wait, no, you want small dick size. Because if the game takes into fact physics, it's less mass to run around with and you're more aerodynamic having a giant wing.
You're hilarious. Thinking about the game always.
Right. So, but now I'm like, I kind of want to get this game because I kind of want to see this.
Right.
And if they put that much effort into that part of the game, can you imagine what the rest of the game's like?
I mean,
or if it's just all. That's true. Or if they put just all the budget went into the dick size.
Vagina size. That's internal.
I don't know. I have no idea if it's even a real thing. I just know boob and dick size.
Okay.
But
I'm all like, nah.
You can just give yourself a monster clit.
Oh my God.
But then it's just a penis. But yeah. So fun times.
Fun times. You're so silly.
I know.
I don't know if I want the boys playing that game.
Yeah. Well, Cody just texted me and said, I don't think Jake can play this game anymore. And Gary, he doesn't have it, you know, but it's because it's brand new and it's, you know, expensive, but
yeah, we are cheap motherfuckers.
We aren't cheap. We just spend money wisely. Oh, look at that. She won it under a minute, 55 seconds. Oh, you got to 56. Oh, 57.
I think this is my best time.
All right. Well, it's while talking on a podcast too. Good job.
I've got to pee.
Oh, pee time. All right. Are we done?
We are done. Good night, motherfuckers.
All right. She's going to go pee. I'll give you the play-by. She gets out of bed. She's walking over. Oh, my God. And she's yelling at me. Oh, she's putting slippers on in our house for summer. Oh, cold floor. Got it. Oh, she flipped me off. Or she's going to. I'm sure. No, she didn't flip me off. Oh, all right. Good night. Well, we did it again. We forgot to read off the information on the beer. So I'm going to do it because Keely is over in her office doing stuff. And it's the next day. And I just want to get it done. So... the Herndon Brau tradition was brewed annually and the anniversary of the world-famous Bavarian Purity Law, which is proclaimed in Ingolstadt, These words are so hard to pronounce sometimes. In 1516, following an old traditional brewing recipe with selected ingredients, it is aromatic and sweet to the taste. Since this beer is served at the Oktoberfest, it is only available seasonally and is usually enjoyed in a Maßkrug, a 1 liter jug. The roots of the Hernbrau brand go back to the 17th century. In 1817, the company set up an inn and affiliated home brewing in the Georgianum. I have no idea how to pronounce most of these words. Since the mid-60s of the 20th century, the brewery has been selling its beers under the brand name Hernbrau. There we go. All right. Thanks. See you tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.